We greet you in the name of Jesus. It's that name that probably many people talked about today. And probably many said, greet you in the name of Jesus. Probably many. I have a question. How are we doing? It's been a while since I've been here. How are you doing? Because it makes a difference. It makes a difference how you're doing. Another question. In a scale of 1 to 10, what's the level of the joy of the Lord this evening? How is it? I have another question. This question is the title of my message here this evening. And I'm trembling. I battled with this ever since Brother Steve called me. It's the first thing that come to my mind, but I battled and I put it on the back shelf. I put it on the back shelf until last night. Another question. Are you a real Christian? I wanted to put in there, are we real Christians? But I'm going to make this personal tonight, including me. Are you a real Christian? Because it makes a difference. It'll make a difference in our society. It'll make a difference. There's a burden that I have. I've been gone for almost five months, and I didn't calculate of the amount of people that I met, but a lot of them. Lots of them. But everybody's a Christian. Yeah, you meet a few that say, well, we're not 100% sure. But tonight, I'm not talking about out there. I'm talking about in this room. This whole room. Do you have the traits of a real Christian? Are you the same today that you were the day that you gave your heart to the Lord? You said, yes, Lord. I'll go, I'll do, I'll say what you want me to say. Is it the same today? Or has that diminished? That's what I see happening. They're on fire for God. Then as time goes on and pressure gets applied of this or that, and they start to wane. It's difficult for them to say, to talk about God. They can talk about other things better than they can talk about God or their testimony. If you are a real Christian in tonight, it should be a joy to stand up and tell somebody what happened to you. Should be a joy. There's no greater testimony than you can meet someone and tell them what happened to you. How is that with us in near this room today, tonight? Can you with joy, today yet with joy, tell someone what happened? This is who I was, and now this is who I am. And nothing shall separate me from that. Can we say that with joy and sincerity tonight? If we can't, we are waning. We are diminishing. So tonight, are you a real Christian? Or is it just a mouthpiece? Gotta have some water, please. So tonight, if you would, please turn to me with me to Matthew 5, please. The attributes of a real Christian are in Matthew 5, 6, and 7. And I don't have time tonight to go through that all, but I'm going to pick up some points in these scriptures. And I want every one of us in this room to take an x-ray of our heart to see where we stand. Whether we are a real Christian or if we are a waning Christian. You know why this burden's so heavy? Because I see it happening. I see it happening all over. You get 65, 70-year-old men on a project and you ask them to pray and they can't even pray. What happened? And I am sure that particular man was on fire for God one day. And then you see his children. Lord, have mercy. I don't detect that here, brothers and sisters. I do not, but it doesn't have to happen. But if it will, the devil don't care who we are. It'll happen. We need to stay on fire. Thank you. We need to stay on fire. We need to maybe on a daily basis to search our hearts and see if we are real Christians. Or if we are just professing Christians. I see too much of that in our own culture. Just professing Christians. The reality is gone. So tonight, are you a real Christian? Does God mean the same to you as He did the day that you got converted? Or is it different? Matthew 5, verse 6. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. How is that tonight? Do you hunger and thirst after righteousness? Is that still as real as it is, or it was when you got converted? Do you hunger and thirst after righteousness? Or is that kind of dim? Is that kind of on the back burner? I want everybody in this room to take evaluation of our hearts and where we stand with God tonight. If you're in this room and you have never been converted, this message is not for you. This is messages for those that have been converted. Where they're walking, how their walk is with God tonight. And if you're here not converted, I'm here to tell you you're missing out. You're missing out of a huge blessing. I'd encourage you to get in the battle. So how is it with you all tonight? Are you hungry and thirsty after righteousness? Verse 8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Are you pure in heart tonight? Is your heart pure? Or is it wandering off in areas where it should never go? How is it? Bear with me, I may ask that question a lot tonight. I asked that question to myself as I was preparing for this message. How is it with me? I was tested this week, quite frankly. My Christianity, my walk with God was tested in a mighty way this week. I don't know if it'd be good to share with what I was tested with, but I was tested to blow up. I was tested. The old enemy was... He was a raging within. Tell him. Just tell him how it is. Took my truck to an oil changing place. I won't tell you where it was. Maybe I should. No, I won't. We'll do that on a personal level. So I'm sitting in my truck and they're changing my oil and I'm just kind of waiting, not paying any attention. Brothers and sisters, when you take your truck to the oil shop, pay attention to what they're doing. So anyway, I was sitting there and he finally come to the door, the window, and said, start up the truck, it's ready. I started the truck and I had no oil pressure. I shut it back off. He said I probably didn't put enough oil in it. So he went and put more oil in it. And I noticed that he wasn't putting the oil in the right place. And I jumped out of the truck. I said, sir, where are you putting that oil? Well, in the engine. I said, no, sir. You're putting it in the wrong place. He put the oil in the death system. And I about came undone. Brothers and sisters, and I got collected and just kind of stood back. And by this time, I went into the office. I told the manager, I said, sir, do you know what just happened out here? And I told him, and he come up out of that chair, and he was on fire. Of course, I'm just talking, I was tested by all means. And I won't tell you what all took, but everything's fine. But brothers, if we're real Christians, I went up to that young man later and I said, sir, I'm very sorry for what happened here. And I'm not mad at you. He couldn't respond. He's just quiet. Number 9, verse 9, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Are you a peacemaker tonight? When you get up in the morning, do you have a desire to be a peacemaker? First and foremost, are you at peace with God? If you're not at peace with God, forget about being a peacemaker. So a question, are you a peacemaker tonight? Are you in peace with God? Why is it so important that we are real Christians? According to the statistics, we got millions going to hell. In 2025, millions. I read a statistic, it said 40 million people. And if you're real Christians, when we're out and about and wherever we go, and they're looking, and they're asking, what is that? I have never seen anything like that. If you're a real Christian, that's what they'll ask about you and I. I'm going to give you a testimony. This happened in Oregon. They have what they call the squatters in Oregon. They just squat wherever they want, build a tent, put a stove and a chimney, and just sit there. And then they have to get a police to get them off the property. We were building a house just right across the street from the from one of these folks. And this house was, actually James worked in that house. And of course, we worked on there for a month or more. And one day I decided I'm going to pull in this drive where this tent was built and just to see what's going on. So I went, I pulled in there and instantly the lady came out of the tent. And she goes all nervous and bent out of shape and said, don't worry, I'm going to move today, I'm going to move today. I said, wait a minute, ma'am, what are you saying? Well, aren't you the police? So then I realized the police was due any time to escort them off the property. I said, no, ma'am, I'm not. I'm a preacher of the gospel. And I went on to share with her and gave her a Bible and some tracts. And finally she got this real serious look on her face. And she goes, sir, what is going on across the road? I said, they're building a house. Yeah, she said, I know all about that. They're building a house. I know that. But who are they? Who are they? I said, what do you mean? He explained. Well, they're singing. And there's no cursing. And you can just see the joy in these people's hearts. What are they? Real Christians, amen. Amen. It's Christ in action. And if that can't be found in you when you're out and about, we need to repent. We need to repent. Because that's what you were designed for, is lift up the name of Christ so others can be saved. That's the burden that I have. There's men that I come in contact with that can't share the gospel to nobody. It has to be there before you can share it, brothers and sisters. Has to be there before you can share it. And please, I have nobody in mind here tonight. Please understand me. But we're not exempt from it. If us grandpas and grandmas and dad and moms don't stay in fire for God, what's going to happen, brothers? I can tell you what's going to happen. The next generation won't be here. Especially the second generation won't be here. They'll be elsewhere. I mean in mind. They'll be out wandering around, seeking other things. You are the salt of the earth. What is the level of your salt tonight? I never asked Cleet if I could share this. Where's Cleet? Can I share that story about you and your rolls? About the salt you forgot to put in? That Cleet come in one day and we were visiting about the salt of the earth. And he told me he baked some rolls one day and these rolls just went out of, just went over and went wild, right? Help me if I'm not right, okay? I shared this story many times. And it come to find out that he forgot to put the salt in. He baked them. They just kept going wild. He finally baked them and then they went flat. Right? He forgot to put the salt in. So what's the level of our salt tonight when we're out and about? How is it? I'd like to go back, go down a couple verses. I'd like to go to verse 21. And in this, on this portion of Scripture, my Bible says, Jesus talks about anger. You have heard that it was said by them of old time that thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of judgment. But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of judgment. How is that? You have an anger problem in here tonight? I trust not, okay? I'm just asking these questions. If you do, forget about this. God will not be mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, he will reap. If you are professing to be a real Christian tonight and you have an anger problem, you need to deal with it. The next one I'm going to go to, I don't have a lot of time left. The next one I'm going to go to, how is it with your morals tonight? That's a big one. That's wreaking havoc to our society. Men can't control themselves. How is it? I'm just going to touch these and then I'm going to ask the question, how is it? We know how it should be. Amen. Amen. Pure. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Hallelujah. And it's possible, but not on our own strength. Not possible in our own strength. The Bible says in that portion of my scriptures, you have heard that it has been said by them of old time that you shall not commit adultery. But I say unto you that whosoever looketh at a woman and lust after her hath committed adultery in his heart already. And if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out. And cast it from thee, for it is profitable for thee that one of your members shall perish, and not thy whole body shall be cast in hell. And I'm going to let it there. How is it with loving your enemies? How is it? How is it with the one you just don't really care for so much? How is it? But I say unto you that you resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on the right cheek, turn to him the other. I am sure that you're not ever going to slap somebody back that slaps you. Probably not. It goes deeper than that, brothers. It goes deeper than that. If any man will sue thee at law and take away thy coat, let him have the cloak also. And whosoever shall compel thee a mile, go with him twain. Give to him that asketh thee from him that would borrow of thee, turn thou away. Verse 44 said, but I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the children. The next verse says, that you may be the children of your Father, which is in heaven. I'm sure you want to be a child of the King tonight. But we got to figure out with what we're sharing tonight from the scriptures, that we fit in here. That we fit in here. There's a lot more that could be shared there. But there's only one way that we can know that we are real Christians, that we need to be founded on the rock of Jesus Christ. And we need to know that we are. We need to know that we are. Turn with me back into chapter 7 toward the end, verse 21. Not everyone that saith to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. That's who will make it to heaven, those that do the will of my Father. Many will say unto me that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. I don't know you. Who are you? Wouldn't that be awful? Awful. If we think we're real Christians and we walk up and face the Lord and we would hear these words. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew. In Luke 6, it says in this account that it blew vehemently. Vehemently. The tests come vehemently. The wind blows vehemently. And beat upon that house. Luke 6 says, and it could not shake it. That's where we want to be, brothers, sisters, on that rock, that when the winds blow and the stuff comes flying, I'm talking about false doctrine and whatever else comes flying at us, and we've got our feet planted on the rock of Jesus Christ, we'll be able to stand. Let's get that straight. But if we're waning and waning and wobbling all over the place and not knowing that we are real Christians, we're going to fall. We're going to fall, brothers and sisters, because we're not on the rock. We're waning. We're moving with the wind. And it says, and it fell not. For it was founded upon a rock. That's where we need to be, brothers and sisters, is on that rock of Jesus Christ. And know that we are. I know there was many a years that I was waning. There was a certain thing in my life that I thought I could get by with. And I was digging, I know that I was digging my foundation. I know that I wanted to be on that rock, but I knew that I wasn't. Until one day, I took that thing to the cross, and I finished the digging. Said, yes, Lord, you can have it. And that was my selfish attitude. Said, here it is, Lord. You just take it and you can have it. You can just have it. And from that deal, things got different. It made a difference in my life. But I finished the digging that day. Said, yes, Lord. Where are you at tonight? If there's some business that you need to do with the Lord tonight to figure out if you are a real Christian, let's get it done. Okay? Let's get it done. Because we're running out of time. I am certain we're running out of time. There was something said here tonight that did not line up with Christ and his teachings. Please come to me. I'm open. I have nothing to hide. But that's the burden that I have. That if we say that we are real Christians, let's walk like it. If there's some business we need to do, let's do it. Amen. May God bless you.